ask Brother Jerry Leslie to open the convention with prayer and the discourse to follow.
Holy Father in heaven, we come to thee with reverence and praise for the bounties of your grace and truth, especially for the gift of thy dear Son, Jesus, his great sacrifice, his faithfulness, his example, and for our head and master. Your Father, we come to thee with thanks and praise for the bounties of truth, of present truth, that has opened our hearts and our minds to the precious promises, to the events around us and the prospects of the near future. We thank thee for the prophets of old who have told us of these things. And now especially, we thank thee for this congregation of thy people to assemble to think upon these holy things, to draw our minds and hearts closer together, closer to thee and closer to thy word. Please help us in this weekend to be a blessing one to another, to grow in grace and in truth, and to be faithful to our covenant vows. Now we especially ask thy blessing upon the services to follow, all of those to follow, but especially remembering Brother David's welcoming us and Brother Freeman Thompson and his lesson to follow, that we may give attention to these things and that their hearts and minds may also be enriched and strengthened in this most holy faith. To this end, Father, we leave our lives in thy loving care in Jesus' precious name and merit. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Glad to all have you here. See all your smiling faces. And Brother David Kirkham will give the welcoming address. Brother David.
Thank you, Brother Peter. Brother Jerry, keeping the head is a big subject with lots of different aspects. We'd like to greet you with one of the most beautiful greetings in the Scriptures from 2 John 1-4. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace, from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. That is such a beautiful greeting. Certainly one of the most beautiful in the Bible. It is with this spirit that we desire to greet you and welcome you to this convention. We rejoice that the Spirit of the Lord has put a desire in your hearts to be with brethren of like faith for the truth's sake, as the Apostle states. We also feel privileged to have you here and to hold this convention at this very special time of year, when attention is specifically focused upon our risen Lord and Savior, who is at the right hand of God, even Jesus Christ, the faithful. In the citation that we just read, the word truth is mentioned 5 times. Why? Because it is or should be the truth that draws and binds us together. It is only by the knowledge of and application of the truth that we know that we do the Father's good will. Because of this, we probably use the term truth more than any other single term. In fact, Bible students in times past were known, albeit with cynicism, as the truth people. But what is truth? To identify truth requires a recognition of its sources or sources approved by God. There must be a commitment to the processes of identifying, discerning, and proving what is truth. A serious commitment. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Isaiah 28:9-10. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. The process of identifying and learning the truth. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 13 to 14. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Acts 17:11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God. Luke 8:15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. Matthew 24:45-47. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. This ecclesia has put considerable care into its speakers list and into this convention platform, with the desire that you will hear nothing but the truth. However, it is up to you to try the spirits. We think that a note of caution is in order. It is readily apparent from observing various convention platforms, from hearing discourses, that it is not an easy or simple matter to provide pure convention platforms. There also appears to be diminishing commitment to provide pure convention platforms. The world would approvingly call mixed platforms diversity of opinion. Sounds grand, doesn't it? Willing to ignore or shirk principle in order to appear tolerant and inclusive of all. Has this spirit crept in among us? Do we attempt to downplay differences, avoid confrontation, sugarcoat error, just for the sake of fellowship based upon misguided tolerance and filial love? Has pure truth been supplanted as a goal and replaced with ecumenical fellowship? What good can come from this? Surely nothing but evil will come from such a worldly spirit to those who harbor, nurture, and promote such a spirit. But as with all things, God will overrule and use these experiences to test and strengthen the faithful. What should we expect at this convention? Well, we hope to hear straight talk, exhortation, that is, to urge earnestly, advise strongly, pure truth. Our wish is that you will hear pure, unadulterated, strong meat to help sustain you in your pilgrim walk. And that is why we have selected this platform. In this, we are trusting the Lord to overrule to his honor and glory. Now, we do not come to convention to hear error but truth. Would we go to a restaurant where we knew ahead of time that the cooks and servers had the reputation of serving 20%, 40%, 60%, 80% poison? Then why would we go to conventions that support elders who support error, who are confused concerning major portions of the harvest truth, or treat the pastor's writings indifferently or dishonestly? There are many warnings about this. One is found in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 to 4. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, Where is the promise of his presence? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2 to 4, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts or self-interest, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Our summary point is that we, agape, love you. Agape love is a long-term love that looks to things eternal and divine, to the eternal welfare of all, the big picture, the fulfillment of the divine plan of the ages. It gives up or keeps under filial love where necessary, does not avoid discomfort where principle or instruction demands it, does not avoid disagreement where error is present, does not avoid the incorrect and unjustified wrath of others who often brand the faithful watchers, those shouting in alarm, as troublemakers, disturbers of a false and unauthorized peace that comes from compromise and tolerance for error and or sin. Agape love takes seriously this passage from Ezekiel 33, 2 to 6. Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their coast and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. We have a sincere desire to meet you beyond the veil with our crowns intact. We desire to have a part in helping to make this happen, according to God's infinite wisdom and goodwill. God is no respecter of persons. God is not mocked. He will not place anyone in the glorified body of Christ because of their parents, because of their friends, because of their ecclesia, or any other relationships except for our faithful devotion to our Heavenly Father and to our Master. God will place us in that wonderful body only if we attain the mark, meet the standard, are loyal to God and His truth above all else. God be praised for this arrangement. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now therefore, our God, we thank Thee and praise Thy glorious name. Brethren, this is a time of great anticipation as we draw closer to the end of the present evil world and the establishment of the new covenant in the earth. It is also a time for soberness and dedication as the adversary intensifies his effort on the few remaining members of the little flock. Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Romans 12:18, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5:9. Luke 17:32 to 33. Remember Lot's wife, whosoever shall see to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. Yes, brethren, this is no time to look back, to look for comfort and security in the world, its spirit or its fallen heavens. Let us look forward and upward. May the Lord bless your fellowship and your deepest thoughts as you contemplate God's goodness to you and your privileges as saints of God and followers of Jesus Christ who gave his life for us. May the Lord add his blessing and richly bless you at this convention according to his good will. We close with Luke 12:32. Fear not, little flock, it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We welcome you all with open arms and with Christian love.
Thank you, Brother David.